Autumn is right around the corner. The leaves will be turning. Kids are heading back to school. And it's also a great time to get a great deal on a new car. Dealers are eager to unload their 2007 models to make room for next year's models. And so that means prices will drop. Should you buy a new car or should you lease a new car? Joining us is Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Michelle, I've known you for many years now, and I think I do know the answer to that question.
Yeah, know me well. Let's put it this way. If you want to have financial security, you buy. If you want to live beyond your means, you lease. How about that?
Okay, I think I know where you come down on this. Well, let's say I do want to live beyond my means. And I do want to lease, let's say, a brand new Ferrari. How would my lease work?
Simply put, a lease is financing the use of a vehicle for a certain amount of time, anywhere from 24 months to 3, maybe 4 years. When you lease, you pay the difference between what a car is worth today and what it's expected to be worth at the end of the lease, plus a finance fee.
So let's say I could afford to buy a car outright. Why would I even consider leasing? Are there any benefits?
Listen, if you want to drive a better car than you can afford, then leasing works for you because the leasing monthly payments are lower than if you had to have a car payment.
Okay, so what if I have enough money to buy a car? I'm looking for a long-term vehicle, something that'll last me more than just a couple of years. Would there be any reason to consider leasing a car?
Quite frankly, the quality of cars are so much better now that for the time it takes you to lease, if you bought that same car, you're still going to be under warranty for those major parts. So the idea that you're not going to have to worry about repair cars really is the same as if you buy. And the other downside is that many people go over their mileage allotment. And then there's wear and tear. If you are really hard on cars and you get lots of dents, you live in big cities where dents are going to happen, you can pay for that as well.
But you can get some tax benefits, right, for leasing a car?
If you have a business, you can write off some of the use of the car for the time that you use it for your business purposes. That's right. But the average person, that's not the case.
So, Michelle, when your lease is up, is it better to give the car back or to buy it?
It really depends on the fair market value of the car. There's a couple things you want to do. You want to check what the purchase price is in your lease contract. But then you also want to go out and see what the fair market value of that car is. You want to compare those two prices. Unfortunately, for a lot of people who lease, that purchase price is higher than what they could buy it if they went on the open market. And in that case, you may not want to buy that car off of the lease.
Michelle, I always thought that the companies would be kind of over a barrel because they don't want the car back, and so that maybe you could come up with a good deal if you want to buy that car.
That's absolutely right. As you get closer to the time that your lease is up, you want to begin negotiating with them. Now, some contracts, you can't. The purchase price is what it is, and they're not going to negotiate. But then sometimes they will. They don't want this car back because they may not get as much as you're going to pay for it. So that's why it's important to know what the fair market value of the car that you've been driving is and compare that to what you had in your lease and then start to negotiate.
Good sage advice from Michelle Singletary, our regular expert on personal finance, and she writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.